I did an evil Jewish trick this morning, I think, where I kept this. I found like the cabinet thing I was looking for on Facebook Marketplace, and I kept saying I was going to pick it up for like 2 weeks and just not picking it up. And this lady was getting so pissed at me, and then stopped responding. And then I like Sadie called her and was like, "Hey, like, we're for real. We're going to come pick it up." And we went there today and we got in there and I was just like, it's too big.
Oh,
they had taken the TV out of the cat. They had unplugged everything. They had gotten it ready to move.
You got to just take it.
Yeah. Dude, I was this close. Huge.
Like it would fit here.
It would, but it'd be too big. I couldn't do it. And it weighed 200 pounds and I had to lift it with. Like, there's no, we just couldn't have. I felt really, really bad.
For Shane, but I don't think we feel comfortable associating with you on this.
Yeah, I disagree with your behavior.
Yeah.
Why? What was I supposed to do?
Take it.
And then do what? Then I just have it and then I got to get rid of it?
That's how things work.
But I could have avoided
things.
Then I'm just in their shoes. I got a giant cabinet.
The curse is on you. it's fucking It Follows.
I didn't want the curse. Yeah. Dude, I walked away from it just being like, wow, I can't believe I stood up for myself in that moment. I thought it was like a real achievement.
It's kind of an achievement to be that big of a piece of shit. For real. I would have been like, I would have taken it.
I thought about paying for it and taking it right to the dump.
Did you offer him a little money, like a little like holding money maybe?
No,
I said, I had her guys.
This is a Jewish trick.
I have a Jewish necklace, so I think I'm going to start wearing it.
Really?
Yeah. Because Shane was wearing a necklace. I was like, oh, you're wearing fucking jewelry. And he was like, it's a thing from my dad.
So
I was like, dang it.
It felt like bad luck not to wear it.
Yeah. But my grandma gave me like they're called a chai. It's like a, you know.
The Star of David?
No, it's like Hebrew.
Does it look like pie?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that thing.
Yeah.
You going to wear that?
I think I'm going to start wearing it.
Oh, yes. Why don't we just get you a patch for your sleeve? That was a little...
You look awesome with your board, necklace. My bad.
I did look awesome with my necklace.
Yeah. Why do necklaces look so cool? What is
it? I don't know. You know what, though? I do have a hunchback from leaning my terrible posture.
So it shows, though.
It kind of sits.
It sits in the crease?
No, I thought, like, if you look up. I'm, like, leaning forward. It's, like, sitting on top of a. It's not good. It actually makes you work on your posture. So like, yeah. I can't have that.
My posture's fucking terrible.
Yeah, that was.
Do you ever try to sit with good posture?
Yes. Yeah, very uncomfortable.
It's what gay guys do. It's for girls and gay guys. Good posture's crazy looking. this was making me, when it came to the chain, I was like, I gotta wear it because this all started Phil's health scare, and I put the blame on myself. Me and Nate Marshall were in Philly. We were walking around. We went to St. Patrick's Cathedral right in Rittenhouse. It's awesome. You can just go in. We were walking by, and I was like, let's go in there. It was empty. It's awesome.
Gorgeous. You can't just go in.
Yeah.
Oh.
We went in, I was like, let's fucking say a prayer. So we were sitting in the pews, and I was like, damn, I haven't had a church fart in, so long, and I let one go. And I was like, that is kind of disrespectful to just walk into a cathedral and fart.
Take one of the
and
candles.
Then leave. And then the next day, Phil was in the hospital, and I was like,
yeah, you got
I know I shouldn't have farted in that church.
There's probably nobody funnier to be at like a church service with if you're gonna like with you.
It was I couldn't. By the time I was senior year, I couldn't get through mass with my friends. I would be the second I walked in, I was like, "Dude, it's gonna be the funniest thing that's ever happened." Every time,
what would you do?
Kids would fart. All of my friends would fart as loud as they could. It was the funniest. It was church fart is. Nothing comes near it.
Yeah.
Oh, dude. Yeah. I remember my brother, we had to stop going because my brother and I couldn't stop laughing through the whole thing. And they tried to sit us apart.
Makes it
worse.
But
you had so many inside jokes already that like you just feel the pew shaking. You can just feel my brother starting to just shake, laugh. And then I just lose control. Would
you have to? So that was the punishment though, because it was me and my sisters and you would always try to sit not next to Phil. Because he would be like, motherfucker.
Oh, really?
The whole mass, he was like, you fucking. He just went there to beat the fuck out of it. He would literally grab you by the back of your neck and be like, fucking shut the fuck up.
He didn't find it funny.
No.
Okay.
Although somebody hit a fart, he was like. Yeah. But school, we had to go every Thursday in school. So then it's just a high school of kids farting.
Right.
Everyone's farting. Or like screaming. Somebody would like yell shit. It was the funniest. It was the best. And then team mass for football. That was just like the football team in a chapel
on
Friday before the game.
Okay.
And it was, you got to listen to your dumbass teammates try to read. Like, be like, and today, the vibes of that. And you're just like, holy shit. Yeah, it was, they asked me to read. I was like, I will howl. I will be dying laughing the entire time.
Dude.
I can't read.
I went to it. When's the last time you went to mass?
It's been a while.
Yeah. I went, when we were up in New Hampshire, there's like a church island that I went to. And I was like, I want to see what it's like. I want to see like what the homily.
Say about 5-10 minutes in, you're like.
Dude, the guy was unbelievably bad. It sounded like he found out about Christianity the day before.
Was it Catholic?
No. Protestant.
There's your problem.
Yeah.
Do they have fucking a guitar?
No, but they were close. It was close. It was like, yeah.
I went to a Catholic. The last Catholic mass I was at, it was just, oh yeah, I flew down to Florida for my uncle's funeral. And they didn't even have a service. They mentioned us during the mass. It was just a regular mass.
Okay.
I was in like a suit. It's like, why the fuck did we
do it? It was like the happy birthday.
I thought it was
a
funeral.
Baseball game?
Yeah. Yeah. And then towards the end, they're like, and also we pray for Don Bowie and his family. And we were all just like, I flew to Florida. But it was weird. It was a Catholic mass and they had a fucking band.
Yeah.
They had a guitar and a drum set.
Trying to make church cool drives me crazy.
Yeah, don't
make
do
it
that.
Keep it scary.
Yeah, make it very scary.
Scary is the way to go.
What do you do in Jewish church?
The last time I went to synagogue was
you guys sit
after 9/11.
Ooh, did you guys high five in there?
Whoa,
after 9/11, you went to the celebratory fucking synagogue?
Why did we high five? Oh, you think it's the Jews? Okay. I didn't know if the argument was it was justification then for Jews to do other, you know, whatever.
Do they have rock and roll synagogue?
I was growing up, I went to a Reform synagogue. Somebody did play guitar.
Really? She's a Jew, really?
Yeah, there's a tree of life to those who will pass to it. Yeah. All of its supporters are happy.
What? What was the Jewish song?
The tree of life.
Tree of life.
Yeah.
How does it go?
And then there's like, Shalom Rav Israel, Rav the sea.
Damn, you're really Jewish. That's good. I support all my Jewish friends in this hard time. You guys are going through it.
Yeah.
Have you noticed a rise in anti-Semitism, or is it just hanging out with me?
You know, I have
noticed a rise in anti-Semitism.
It's hilarious.
But yeah,
I start wearing my pendant.
The pendant's gonna be nice.
Yeah.
I'm gonna be on that. I
almost want to see what you do with it.
I wish you didn't tell me.
Yeah, I had to.
But if it's the pie symbol, I would have gotten it wrong.
Yeah,
I was like, the fucking pie symbol. You fucking math dork. I could actually do it. I'd be like, even worse.
Yeah, that feels like I had if I don't say it, it's like a horror movie that I don't know when I'm going to get attacked. You know,
what is what does the thing represent?
Like good luck, air quotes.
Okay. Why the quotes?
That's my understanding. Oh, I haven't really looked. That's what my grandma told me. So we'll see. Maybe I'll.
Cause you're supposed to, you guys have like pendants for specific things though, right?
I don't know.
You have saints?
No,
no.
Or any like,
I don't even think.
What are the other characters?
They don't even have a Messiah, bro. They killed.
True.
Yeah, they're not.
They got one, and they're like, no. This one's not good enough.
No.
Hey guys, it's me, the Messiah.
No. Not you. Things are bad. We don't want good things. We like being bad.
They were bad boys.
Yeah.
Would you have done that? Would you have crucified him?
Listen, I'm very much a go with the flow type. I probably would have.
Oh, yeah. I would have. Some guy fucking yapping on
like, him. Yeah, oh, I said that. Yeah, go ahead. Yeah. I didn't mean to cut you off.
What's that?
After that Nexium, like that sex cult?
Oh, yeah.
And there's a documentary, and there's like all his supporters outside the jail.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I get being like, we got to off this guy.
Could you imagine if you're a Pontius Pilate and you had Jesus in your district?
I used to do that joke. That was my,
really?
I had a Jesus joke about like, okay, like he didn't look like,
he looked
like shit. You ever see that rendering of him? He looked like fucking Dobby from Harry Potter. He was like 4'2" wearing a potato sack running around like, give money to the poor. I was like, I've never met a poor person that didn't say that. Every single homeless guy's like, help. Then he's hanging out with hookers. And everyone's like, why are you hanging out with hookers? He's like, fuck you, dude. You do bad shit, too. Like, I've never met someone who didn't do that. Every single dude that gets with a hooker is like, who the fuck are you to judge, motherfucker? Like, none of his messages were that special. And then the Jews are like, get rid of him.
You're not doing that joke anymore?
So,
no. Isn't that like part of the Passion of the Christ is like the Roman Empire too was on Pontius's ass about, dude, yeah, you got to keep that place in order.
Yeah, and also it was during, when they did crucify him, it was during like a religious holiday for Jewish people. So the city was packed, like hundreds of thousands of people. And there was like 200 Roman soldiers in a garrison. And there was already like civil unrest. And then they were like, you got to kill this guy. They had no, they would have,
yeah,
they
it's
had
a tinderbox.
Yeah. If they were like, no, they would, the Jews would have been, oh God. Yeah, we're going to get in there. We're going to get you.
What's the story about Jesus flipping the tables, the money changers?
Hey, you guys were out front fucking selling shit in the temple. And he was like, get that shit out of here.
Oh, it's outside the temple.
Selling
okay.
fucking merch at the temple.
I didn't know
this. This is for God. Stop trying to fucking sell shit all the time.
Stop trying to make money.
Yeah, like, oh God, our tables. What
helps
have you
the
done?
World go round? Nobody wanted to do it. Everybody wanted the Jews to go to hell. And suddenly the Jews got rich, and then all of a sudden we decided it was a bad idea.
Yeah. So money. Yeah.
It's a good point.
Yeah. You weren't there was no banking, right? Banking was like illegal.
I think it was loans.
Yeah,
usury.
Some 6% shit like that.
Yeah, usury.
Yeah.
It's called that's like loans, but I also understand wanting to make it illegal because it like you would money lend at like 50%. Like people didn't understand interest. So if you understood it, you would just
I would have been taken for everything.
Yeah.
It'd be like, you want $50? I'd be like, yeah. Like, all right, you owe us $290. I'm like, sure. Oh fuck. What have I done?